Rosset Adult Learning on Stray FM's Family Show.
Today I'm doing something very pretty. I am meeting people who are making jewellery. And here teaching the class, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Sally Howe.
And how long have you been teaching here at Rosset Adult Learning?
About 3 years.
And what is it that you teach? You've got a couple of different types of jewellery that you make.
Yes, I do the silver clay jewellery class, and I'm just about to launch the metal stamping, so that's silver and copper stamping.
And we've got some of these in front of us, and they look very on trend, don't they? I've seen a lot of these sort of online and for sale. Do the classes tend to follow what's sort of on trend?
Yeah, they really are on trend on Etsy, not on the high street, all that sort of thing. You could just make little statements that, like I've got one here, says live, love, laugh. You could have names, anything like that.
But, it'd be really good for Christmas presents,
yeah,
wouldn't
really
it?
Yeah, really good. That's why we've put it in November, so hopefully people can come along and design something for somebody special, or even for themselves, even.
So that course starts in November, just after October half term. Just tell us a little bit about the process you have to go through to make one, because you've got one sort of ready to go here in front of us.
Yes, really, you just decide on what word you want to put. So it could be something meaningful to you. It could be saying something like, I am enough, or an empowering statement, or a name. Then you decide which letter is in the middle. And then you work out the middle letter, and then work right from there, and then you go back to the left-hand side, so whatever the middle letter is. And if it's a four-letter word, for example, you start on the right-hand side of the middle slightly.
Because I know that before, when I've been trying to write words on cakes, I don't do that, and it ends up really lopsided. It's the same sort of...
Exactly the same sort of thing. Well, I don't really make many cakes with icing on, but I think so.
Yeah. And what word are you going to write on this one here?
I thought I might write joy.
Joy, okay, that'll be good. So you've also got a load of different letters with lots of different fonts and everything, and you choose what font you do. You've stuck your little silver disc down so to keep it still. And we're going for the first letter, which it should be an O.
It's
is that
an O,
right?
Yes. So I've got my O, and I make sure the stamp is the right way round. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to line it up against the bottom tape, which is going to give me my bottom line. So I'm positioning it on the block here. I've got a metal block, and underneath it is a rubber block. So I'm going to put the stamp the right way around and hold it very vertically and give it a few small taps. So the first one, and then two more. And so you've got the O in the middle.
There is. There's an O there. That worked. So how soft is the silver then, and how do you make sure it's soft enough?
Well, you can buy it what's called pre-annealed, and that's what I will provide people with, a pre-annealed version of the metal. You can have copper to start with, because it actually is less expensive and better to start with, really. I'm actually demonstrating here on silver, because I should
You're
hopefully know
them.
What I do. But silver's great for presents, but... probably better to practice on the copper first.
Okay. Right, should we do the J or the Y?
This is the Y first, so we're going to line it up with the edge there, hold it vertically again, and
the Y is in. One more letter to go.
Yeah, I'm just going to look for it. I've got my letters, so...
Alphabetical order of those.
Make sure it's the right way around. Spacing right. Line it up with the tape at the bottom.
And there we go. Joy. Thank you very much.
You're
it was
welcome.
Excellent. For people who are going to come along and want to join in the class after October half term, it's called Copper and Silver Stamping. Do you provide all the materials? Do they need to worry about what they bring with them, whether they've done anything like this before?
No, we provide absolutely everything that a beginner would need, and you can use anything that we've got here in the class. Obviously, if you need lots and lots of copper and silver, you may need to purchase additional, but... the basics will be provided, and we like to make it so that you don't actually need to invest any more.
Okay. Well, for people who want to get in touch, if they just Google Rossett Adult Learning and they can find the stamping class and get involved come November. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So I've come and found somebody who is joining in a jewellery class at the moment. This isn't the stamping class, this is something else. Would you like to introduce yourself first?
Yeah. I'm Maggie Ward, and this is the silver clay jewellery course that I'm doing.
And what was it that made you want to come and do a jewellery course in the first place?
Well, I did do a gold and silver smithing course a few years ago. I enjoyed it, but I found it too challenging. It needed so much equipment. It was very, very precise. And I just felt that I'd like to do something that was a bit more... I could concentrate more on the design, and the making of it wouldn't be quite so challenging.
And is that what you feel this class is? Mm. It's sort of a bit easier enough so that you can put a bit of creativity in it without being too difficult.
Yes. Exactly.
And so what is it that you're making? Describe to us what your jewellery is going to look like.
I had the idea. My daughter did say that she would like a little pendant with the initials of her two children on it, and they're Seth and Orla. So I've just made an S and an O and put the O on top of a flat piece there, and I'm going to put the S onto it, see what that looks like.
Ah, and so this material that you're using is called silver clay. Do you know what that is?
Well, I know it's a combination of silver, which is fine silver, with a type of clay, and that when you actually heat it, the clay dissipates and you're left with fine silver, which doesn't tarnish.
Oh, yeah, because like it looks at the minute it's sort of matte grey, isn't it? So it doesn't look like silver.
It's very brittle at the moment, but Sally showed us last week how when you heat it, this clay dissipates and you're left with the silver. So that sounds to me like magic, really.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. What would you say to people who are wondering whether they should get involved with something like this? If they've never tried it before, not sure whether it'll be for them, they might love it, they might not. What would you say to those people?
Well, this is the ideal way to try things. For 5 weeks, it's a taster. If you really don't like it on the first week, you can give up and get your money back, I think. But I think it's good to try different things and see what really appeals to you.
And what do you think about the group of ladies that you've been put into a class with?
Oh, they're all very nice. There's a couple of ladies that are very, very experienced that kind of make absolutely beautiful things, and they're just coming again for the, you know, the enjoyment of the group. And then the other ladies are beginners like me. Yeah, everyone, it's great. It's a nice atmosphere, very friendly, and Sammy's very good teaching.
Rossett Adult Learning on Stray FM's Family Show.